Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyat HaShemaya, our series of Shi'urim, in the Sefer HaKadosh Tzidka Setzadik. We're in Os Mem Sayin, Schus Daniel Yisrael ben Aviv Elisheva. So we spoke in the previous Os, in Os Mem Vav, about using the Midah of Chutzpah for the good. Usually people don't associate chutzpah with good. But the great thing about chassidus in general, or tzaddik in particular, is trying to find the positive in everything. So says Marenu v'Rabbeinu, Zecher Tzaddik, Kadosh Levracha, Kol HaKochos, all kochos, even gaiva, taiva, kas, doesn't matter what, Hanatuos b'chol nefesh miYisrael, that is implanted in every Jewish soul, Ein lachshov shu ra gamor. Don't think about that koach, that it's complete evil. Mishitzarech liot hafcha. And to decide that it has to be the opposite of that midah. For example, that a person with a taiva has to have no taiva. Person with a gaiva has to have no gaiva. Kein lecha shum midah v'koach. There is no literally measurement, that's what a midah is, because it all depends on what the measure is. But there's no character trait, there's no power in a person, even cruelty, even anger. Shein bat satov gamken, that doesn't have a good side. For example, let's say we're talking about cruelty. So Rabbeinu says in Divrei Sofer from Oschof Ches that sometimes the Torah demands us to be cruel. Sometimes that's what's required. When you're dealing with a Nazi, and you say, oh, you know, let's have Rachmanis on him. Deep down, he's a good person, so he's going to go out and kill more Jews. I'm talking not about Nazis in 2022, I'm talking about Nazis in 1943. Meet a Nazi, the best thing to do is to make him formally a Nazi and presently a corpse, because he is a rodef. He is going around killing people, killing Jews. So sometimes cruelty is a good midah. Not to have mercy. Just one example. You just have to use this midah according to the will of Hashem, and that's the tzad ha-tov. V'im'eino k'fi ratzon Hashem yizbarach, gam ha-midos tovos rose. And if it's not, if you don't use the midah according to the will of Hashem, you just follow your nature. So then even the midos tovos are rose, even good midos are bad, because then they're going to be misused. Kmo Shol, like King Saul, Shenanash, that he was punished. Yamas Shol, Shlosh and Spanav, Ba'avur Rachmanis, because he was Merachim on the women and children of Amalek. Like Chazal say, that if somebody is merciful on the cruel, and then he's going to be cruel to the merciful. It's a bad way of it's a false way of using the midah. To be careful about that. Another example, again, the other thing about Reb Tzedek is he doesn't just ret in the velt arayin, he doesn't just say things, stam. He always has rayas, chazal from Tanakh. We have Shaul, the beginning on the Sanusa Shereb Zachari ben Avkula, Sichri Bez Basi. We have the humility, Rashi's Lashon, his Savlanus, his tolerance of Reb Zachari ben Avkulis, because he was too merciful to Bar Kamsa. He was too tolerant of Bar Kamsa, who ended up causing the Churban Abayis. So that's using a good midah of savlanus, of tolerance, in a negative way. Or a pash pshat in the Gemara, and the sanuso is humility. Don't misuse humility. Because and on the contrary, if you use the midah, a bad midah like the Ratzon of Hashem, we find the Ninkas, if you see a Talmud Chochem, who is noikim v'noiter kenachash, who is vengeful, like a snake. When should you do this? As the Meiri and Ritva explain in Megillah Chavches, when people make light of him, people debase him, deride him, mitoch tochachto, mitoch divrei shamayim, b'kol shu l'kavod Torah, from his tochacha, from his rebuke, his words of Torah. So chagreo amasnecha, what does it mean chagreo amasnecha? Gird him on your loins. Rashi, here in Megillah, he dovek ba, shesofcha lehanus mitalmuda. You should cling to him. So Chazal say it's good. It's good to be like a nachash. Sometimes a Talmud Chacham has to fight a war. We like to think Talmud Chacham, it's only Rabbi Levine. Rabbi Levine was Kaddish Kadashim. We've had Talmud Chachamim in history who also fought the battles of the Lord. Were lochem lochamos Hashem. That also is required sometimes. I'm not saying that Rabbi didn't. I'm just saying that our perception. Rav Kook, so loving. We also have letters from Rav Kook where he was fire and brimstone. So you see, it's a good midah sometimes to be noikem v'noiter, to take vengeance like a snake. What's the snake? V'nochash u'shoresh hara. The kaas. The snake is the nachash hakanoni, that's the root of evil and the meat of kaas. It says in the Sefer Kedusha Sashat and Kedusha Shabbos, Rabbeinu writes, the Sheresh Yetzer Ra de Kaas for Ratzicha Shema'aretz Nachash HaKadmoni, Aydei Zoy Mashitul Chava Bekol Tokayin, Vuhu Sheresh Koyach HaRa Shel Nachash Hevi Misala, on the root of the Yetzer Hara of Kaas and Ratzicha Shema'aretz, from the poison of the primordial snake, which is because of the impurity that he injected into Chava when he had a relationship with her. And Cain absorbed this, and with that koach he kills Hevel. So that brings a lot of bad in the world. And yet, it has to be used for the good. With Talmud Chacham, it's on a lomar. Asher kol magamoysev rotzen Hashem yizborach, adarabu, utov me'od. And a Talmud Chacham. What is a Talmud Chacham? Somebody, all of his focus is the will of Hashem. So adarav, for him, kas is zeir good. It's tov me'od. As our rabbis tell us in the pasuk, vayar elokim is kol asher asa v'inei tov me'od. Ze yetzer ra'ara. This tov me'od is the yetzer hara. What's the tov me'od? Yetzer, you have to use it for the good. It's such a healthy way of looking at life, you know? Breaking midas, you're just trying to figure out how to use each midah in the appropriate way. B'chein b'gaiva, b'shamta manda lesbe, and so to the midah of gaiva. Chazal tell us in the tractate of Sota, on the fifth folio, on the first side, it says about a Talmud Chacham that he's b'shamta, he's b'cherem, he's excommunicated, God forbid. Manda lesbe. Somebody doesn't have gasus purta, a little gasus, a little arrogance. Because otherwise, nobody's going to be afraid of him. You can't give tochacha. You know, sometimes in this life, in this world, people are going off the derech, and you have to say something. Dav zelgin, you can't just remain silent and let things go. Lachain. Since Midas Rose also have a, so therefore he's Bishamta if he doesn't have a little bit of gossip to be able to get up and say something. It's one of my favorite psukim in Tanakh. The Nevi'im would cry about the loss of the nations, like Jeremiah said, chapter 48, verse 36. Libi l'moav k'chalalim yameh. My heart is crying, is in anguish, over the Churban of Moab, Merov Tsar. Chayotze b'zeh, with other nations, v'chazal shibchu l'alzeh, v'zal mishabeach, v'zal praised him. We have in the Medrash Rabbah, v'vadeh l'chasho olim gifun kivar v'sham rina. And they weren't worried about their body, because it says in the Pasuk that when the Rishayim are destroyed, it's joy. Ulai, but maybe when it says Libi, and explain it differently, parenthetically, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the penimius of the life of the Jewish people. As it says, Sur Levavi, God is the rock of our hearts. It says there in the Mitzudas, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the rock of our hearts. So, who ain't osas? Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy about the Mapal of Rishon. So when it says Libi, it means that the godliness within me is not happy about the falling of Moav. That's parenthetically, in brackets. But then he says another pshat, Rak Yadua, based on what he's been saying until now. Koluma koich miyuchad ayin umas vayin kochus benefesh. We know there are 70 nations, and there are 70 kochus in the soul. And we also have that midah. Vayamu yigidal mesbet vavda nir yitzhar gamkein. Masha kasuk yaf eshach al tshub maizim tov mekol v'chule. Vaz yeh b'chlal. So that's pshat. We're upset that Moab was lost, because that's there's a certain ra in the world that could be used for tov. And that koach was now lost. That koach of ra that could be used for tov. That's what Chazal say in the Pasuk, Vayamahu Yigdal HaMispeit. There's going to be this great eulogy in Jerusalem. And the Yetzer Hara is going to be lost. Why are we happy about why are we sad about the Yetzirah being lost? We should be happy. The answer is because no. Better is 1 hour of Tshuva Ma'aseh this world v'olam Olam Haba. Why? Because in the next world, Mashiach's going to come, and we're just going to do mitzvahs. We're not going to be Yetzirah. So we like this world, we like the Yetzirah. We get to overcome. We have a challenge. Rav Dunur Prati, Tshuva Mashal Suskov Prati. And the loss of that nation is the loss of that Koach. So we like the Yetzirah, we like that evil nation, just because they represent that evil koach that could be used for the good. We want to use everything for the good. That's why we have the end of Masech HaShabbos, a praise about Yaldus. Is there we'd say, whoa, that my Yaldus is going away. Even though it's great, Ziknei Talmid Chachamim, their das gets older, they become wiser. They're gevaldik. But we also have to, we're upset that we lost our Yaldus, because then you don't have a chem in the Yetzer Hara anymore. I know myself, I'm an old man. I'm closer to the age 100 than I am to the age 0. And I wish I was 17 again, that I would have the Yetzer Hara I had when I was 17. That was a battle. Today, my old age, it's not a battle anymore like it was. And certainly as you get older. So that's the mile of being young, that you could fight the Yetzer, you could beat you could use the Yetzer for the good. The special koach of Russia, Bilam, was chutzpah. The Chazal say, Azpanam the Gehenim, Azus Ein Lecha Midah Magun, is nothing worse than Azus, and brazenness, sends you right to Gehenim. That's the meat of Bilam. And we learn from him that chutzpah ma'achse b'loy toga, like we spoke about in the previous year. V'hu haya, that's chutzpah is a kingship without a crown. But it's very powerful. V'hu haya. And he was like Amalek. He was misnabi about Amalek. Racist going Amalek. The root of all midas rosa in the umos. So too, he was the root of chutzpah in the world. Dukas Moshe Rabbeinu, while Bashami saw the Shekhar Rashid, the Dukas like Moshe Rabbeinu was also called racist for the Jewish people. I'll say Bereshis Bar Elokim B'schus Moshe. Moshe is also called Bereshis. Or Zamru Tzal, like I'll say in the Zohar Kaddish. It's called Varav Shel Bilam Arashim Hayu Chazokim Berei Ha'amidu Achaver Matam Lokam Novi is compared to Moshe. There's nobody like Moshe in the world of Kedusha, and there's nobody like Bilam in the world of Tuma, as the Zohar explains there. And therefore the koach, shehisig yitukim yisrael v'achasurim, this koach of Bilam, of chutzpah, is going to be fixed at the end of days, like we spoke about in the previous year. The chutzpah is going to be used for the good b'achus hayamim. It'll grow, it'll have a great milah. So we have here a tremendous limud that we use all bad midas for the good. Chutzpah should be used for the good, gaibah should be used for the good, everything should be used for the good. That's why we're upset when an umma is lost, because they represent an evil koach in the world that's no longer around to use for the good. So it's a shem, use all of our midas tovus, midas rose, to see the good in all of them. We're able to be Yerushalayim kol yimei chayenu, see the good in everything, and to try to transform all around to Tov. Thanks for listening. Shalom, shalom.